Highs of 5 to 9 degrees. Today FM News with more 3.
Alumnus.
Yeah, I know.
Alumnus is one person.
Yeah.
An alumni is loads of people.
Everyone knows that.
So you're an alumnus who went to a college, or you're one person who went to the college, to UL.
Correct.
And then, sure, I didn't do Latin. I didn't
Clearly
do Latin.
You didn't.
I did.
You're a fool.
Did they teach Latin in UL?
Ray Foley. Oh, it's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
All right, girl. In and on. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
There's Orla. All right, girl.
Come over.
Yesterday I was playing... By the way, shout out to all of the other UL alumnuses texting in.
Alumni.
Good to have you. I didn't realise so many of us all went to college. I don't remember you. I'll catch you at the next get-together.
Students union reunion.
The next reunion or the next... A mixer. We'll have a mixer. I did my master's. I did my original degree in DIT in Dublin. And it was in the history of DIT... journalism degrees, it is and remains the worst ever grade on a degree ever.
Yeah, it's best to be known for something at least, and you've claimed your spot.
Absolutely.
There. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Do they ask you back to give like speeches and presentations?
They've never asked me back to the ceremony. Me in my robe and my hat. So it was the worst ever. So then I went and did another degree, a master's degree, and I did it in UL. And I got a first class honours, I'll have you know.
Thank you very much. So,
that's me playing a clapping sound effect for myself. Isn't that amazing, Orla? All right, sir. So yesterday with the baby shaking on the vibrating treadmill yoke in the gym, yeah? Yeah? Uh-huh. Hilarious. So I was telling the story of... When my kids, who are near like 8 and 10 now, when they'd be sitting in the back of the car, strapped into their child seats, when we'd gone down a hill, a bumpy hill, the pair of them would start going, at the same, and then they would go, in the back of the car.
I get you.
It was the most adorable thing. They don't do it anymore because they're too old and I'm an embarrassing dad now. And someone sent me in this one. There's another baby in the back of the car in the child seat, right? A mom taking a selfie. So she's taking a video selfie of mother sitting in the front of the car, baby strapped in the back. And the mom does the shout out for the little girl in the back of the car. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, now, ladies.
Yeah! Isn't she adorable?
Ah, baby lass. Everyone loves them.
She's only a couple of years old. She's only a toddler in the back of the car.
Okay, now, ladies.
Amazing.
Today FM.
Cash machine. We've got a tool today.
You're on
the
beach, yeah?
We're all over. J-Ho. The Pusey Cat Dolls. J-Ho. Yeah. J-Ho. Yeah, cheers on it. No, in fairness, I'm wishy on that one. The Pusey Cat Dolls. This is Today FM. Hey there, Ray Foley's my name. We got JP in the house.
How you doing?
Orla Ormond's over there.
Hello.
The gang's all here.
Hey.
Are we feeling nice?
Yeah.
Sure.
Feeling nice?
Mm.
Oh, very flush today. I don't know what's wrong. We're very flush today.
High colour. You've got a high colour.
I've got a high colour.
Yeah.
Alumnus or alumni? Are you alumnus from Orla Ormond?
In what sense?
Alumnus. Isn't alumnus... Alumnus... No, alumnus is one. Mm. And alumni is loads of ye.
Yeah.
From graduation or degrees or anything. Did you go anywhere?
Ballyfermot.
Los a Ballyfermo.
Yes.
What did you do in Ballyfermot?
I did two things. I did radio production and then I did...
Dossing.
What?
Hey.
Radio production. Well, that's this, Dossing, then. You got it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
And then I did a degree in media production management.
Media production management.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here I am, managing productions.
Media, yeah. Management.
Yeah.
I remember when I started, I moved from Mayo to Dublin to come to college, and I started, I was only a few weeks in college, in DIT. I don't know, was I talking to someone in a taxi or another student or something? And they said, what are you doing in college? I said, I'm studying journalism. And they said, you want to be a journalist? I said, oh God, no, I want to work. I want to work on the radio. And they said to me, why didn't you go to Ballyfermot? I said, what's this Ballyfermot? What's that? And then I went on the internet, found Ballyfermot course, and was like, oh yeah, I should have gone there. Yeah, that's why I did so badly. 6 years in college, the worst ever degree.
Six?
Say, don't, no, don't.
The line from your tutor, I remember, I will never forget it.
Go on.
When you were handing in...
By the way, JP and I were in the same course in college together. Oh, by the way, it also took him 6 years to finish it.
Correct. We were always very well aligned, you and I. You handed in a project, and it may have been your final year dissertation, I'm not sure. So your final big project. And when the first draft was put in, I remember your tutor saying, Ray, are you seriously engaged in the academic discourse? And you had to sort of look up what discourse meant before you could reply.
I did. I got the academic bit, but I didn't know what discourse meant.
Yeah. Wow.
Sir, are you seriously engaged in academic discourse? And I said, yeah. JV in Clonmel texted. He said, hey, I'm a UL grad too. European studies with French and German. Wow, that's a lot. I won't lie, I speak both languages on a daily basis. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Hashtag pointless. I roll emoji. Love the show. Hey, from JB. JB, good to have you. Do UL. By the way, this is all off the back of the UL ad that we heard just before the 2 o'clock news. The University of Limerick Open Day is upcoming, I guess.
Come to the University of Limerick Open Day on Saturday, January 21st. With a 5-star rating, University of Limerick is first for world-class facilities, an award-winning campus, unique student supports, and much more. Discover our range of courses for school leavers, postgrads, mature students, and professional learners. Book your place now on ul.ie/open days.
Well, there you go. Let me go on the UL website and see if they do, because I got it wrong. I got alumnus and alumni's wrong. UL. Did they teach Latin? UL Latin course, let's see.
You planning on going back?
I'll go back just to polish up, just to freshen up my Latin skills. University Limerick Latin. Please hold. They've got Spanish.
Okay, close to Latin, I suppose.
That'll stand to me the next time.
Latin-based language, I think.
Yeah, loosely Latin adjacent. Spanish has a long tradition at UL, where it's been taught since 1987. Since then, it's become a strong subject integrated into many degree programs. I'm in. In fact, the next time I'm in Tenerife, I'll be fluent. I'll be alumnusin and alumnian the entire way between here and Gran Canaria.
And after all those mentions, you've probably covered the cost of the fees also.
Yeah. You know, so that's nice. I'll tell you what, if they want to give me a call, I can do you a deal. I can make it. Here's another one. They've never called me back for an open day or to make a speech either.
Pattern, yeah.
Do you know what? We should go on the website and see famous alumnuses.
Alumni.
That's why they're not putting me on the website. Famous embarrassing alumnuses. Put them at the list. I want it now, baby. All right, sweeties. 0874-100-102 is our text or our WhatsApp. And we'll do a roll call after 5. If you're getting down, this is Today FM. Take a little time to refresh your mind. I want it now, baby. 5. If you're getting down, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hey, Ray. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP there.
Orla Ormond.
Oh, jeez, where's your microphone, Orla?
Onshore.
Do you know what? You should have spotted that with your Ballyfermot education. Mm. Do you know what? You should be on top of these things, Orla.
Jeez, you just didn't hear
me. You should be managing us better. 0874-100-102. Roll call. Onshore, babes, as you say yourself. Can I go again?
Yeah.
Onshore, babes, as you say yourself, Ray. Do I say babes?
You do, yeah.
I say loves and sweeties.
I say babes as well.
Do I say babes?
Yeah.
Onshore, babes, as you'd say yourself, Ray. It's Jerry here in Athlone for my favourite radio boy. Kisses, Jerry. Love the show.
Hey.
Jerry, babes. Good to have you, babes. Sweetheart, sweetie, lovey, darling, and lovelies. That's the one I say on Instagram. Hi, lovelies. Hey lads, I'm burning the midday oil here, studying away, burning the midday oil. If you could make the show more low-key and less distracting, I'd appreciate it. Think White Noise from Anya on show. Have you heard the brown noise? Have you heard that?
I have, yeah. I've made a few and I've heard of what it really is.
I don't mean in the ensuite toilet. I mean, there's actually a thing called brown noise.
It has a particular effect on the human
body. No, that's the other thing.
That's
no,
the brown note.
That's the brown note. Oh. The brown noise is just, it's like white noise, but apparently it's even more white, or it's even more, I don't know. It's even easier to study on. I put on the noise cancelling headphones on, and I put on brown noise, and it seriously, it works. Do you want to hear some?
Sure.
Go on then,
brown
if you have it.
Noise.
This is bizarre because Anya was on to us, and she also actually mentioned white noise. Spooky, huh?
That's what she just said there, wasn't it? Anya says, appreciate it. Think white noise, Anya, on show.
Did you say that out loud?
Didn't I just read the goddamn text?
I did not hear you say that out loud.
I said, why?
But you really do need a man.
I think that's how we started talking about brown noise in the first place. Jesus.
It's only Wednesday.
It's the brown noise, right?
Sounds like the sea.
It is, but it's constant. It's not like, it doesn't undulate. Is that working on you? Is it helping you focus? I find it's really good for distraction free. If you really want to focus, put that on. Like if you're on a train or a bus or something, put this on and then you don't hear the teenagers one seat over from you or one carriage down or at the end of the carriage playing Justin Bieber at full volume on their Xiaomi phone. It's good, isn't it? It works for me anyway. On show, Ray and gang, listening on my way home from work and heading for dinner with hubby as it's my birthday. Oh, very nice. Happy birthday, darling. Let's see, where's my happy birthdays and me congratulations? I've got some sort of a, here's the great thing. It's always at hand and then I have to go digging for it.
Celebrate good times.
Come on. Happy birthday, Shaz. Congratulations to you, 21 plus VAT.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Happy birthday, there.
Happy Wednesday to you. Happy birthday.
How old is Shaz? Should we send her something?
She hasn't said.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
We'll take you to McDonald's for the ice cream cake. Or do Supermax still have the rabbit, actually? Can you put in a call to the Supermax people to see if the rabbit is still around?
Ray Foley.
Made the rabbit for your birthday at Supermax. Ah, good times. All right, special guest joining us on the air in just a few minutes. And we got Lewis Capaldi on the way next.
Even after all this time.
Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley's my name.
JP's around here.
How are you?
Oh, there you are.
Right here, yeah.
Oh, give it right there.
And joining us on the broadcast this afternoon, the talented, the fabulous, the fantastic, the amazing, the wonderful, the lady whipping us all into shape this January, and I tell you, she's got her work cut out with me, Catherine Thomas is joining us this afternoon. Bring her in, JP!
Morning,
it's Catherine Thomas! Will you stop? You look fantastic.
Oh,
cut it out. This is radio.
Well, that door closes.
You're supposed to look far worse than this.
Dressed up, especially for
sit down,
man.
Sit down
get
over there.
The jammies.
So we can hear you. You're live now. Don't swear at me.
Oh, yes,
don't,
of course.
Don't
yes,
come
yes,
in
yes.
An F word or a B word or an
what
S word.
It's great to see you.
Do you want headphones or are you all right?
Oh, yes, why? Well,
if you want to, you don't have to.
It's been this long. I've forgotten how to do this.
How long has it been since we've seen each other?
Well, JP has said 10 years. Well, not since we've seen each other, but in Radio Land.
You came in on our old lunchtime show and it must have been about 10 or 12 years.
Jesus. Still alive. We are still alive.
How is it though that you look the same age you were in 2008?
Tons of work, right?
And I look. What's the work?
You look fabulous.
And I look about 50 years
you
older.
Look fabulous. I look about 150.
Oh, will you stop, Catherine Thomas?
Honest to God.
I'm not
do you know what time
it.
I was awake this morning?
Well,
10 to 4.
With babies.
With babies. Oh, I mean, they're fabulous, but Jesus, they are a pain in the.
Who are you telling? I learned that lesson a long time ago. How old are your babies?
1 and 4. And the 1-year-old is great, has been sleeping since she was 6 months, not a bother on her. The 4-year-old has started to, you know, our bed is a little more comfy. So she's been doing, you know, she comes in at the 1, we take her out, she comes in at the 2, we take her out. So we just leave her there now. And so I was in the Paw Patrol bunk bed last night from 10 to 4.
It's a tight squeeze.
It's a tight squeeze.
I've been there. I've been in the Lightning McQueen bunk bed myself.
And you know the way you wake up and the play, you're just like the teddies are coming at you.
Yeah.
Like some sort of bad nightmare. And my husband, God love him, is 54. And he ends up sometimes at the Paw Patrol. And we'd look at each other across the breakfast table the next morning going,
how do we do it? Why did it?
How did this happen? I never envisaged sleeping at a Paw Patrol sleeping bag.
Well, that's it. That's the dream. Do your babies have squishies? Are you familiar with these squishy things?
Oh.
They're like teddy bears, but they've got a different sensation.
We haven't got them, but they're already, the requests are coming in for them. Yes.
And the Beanie Boos are
another big one. Yes, yeah. Again.
And they've got those big eyes looking at you in the middle of the night. They've got the kind of sparkle in their eyes. It's like, Jesus, you know, if a Beanie Boo looks at you the right way at a certain time of the night, you never...
You know, you're kind of right.
Do you know, anything for a cuddle. Another one is barbed wire around the bed is the only way. I'm giving you all the tips. What are their names?
Ellie and Grace.
Right.
So Grace is the new addition. So she's a year. She was a year in October. And yeah, Ellie is 4.5. So.
And she's not in school yet. No, you've got to.
She is. Oh. She is. Yeah, yeah. We had that because her birthday is March. So we had that whole will we send her. So yeah, she started junior infants and is loving it.
Okay, cool.
Is loving it. So it's busy, but it's brilliant.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, they're long days and they're long nights, but they're always entertaining.
What was Christmas like? Because you've got Operation Transformation straight away into the new year. Some people ease themselves into the new year, but you've got a big gig to be focused on.
We have the big gig. Yeah, it kind of starts. Pre-production starts in around October for us. So we'd start finding our leaders, doing all the pre-production before Christmas kicks in. And just this year, our childminder, who's from Mauritius, she said she decided that she was going to go back home because she hadn't had a holiday for 3 years.
Right.
So she left on the 9th of December and she only got back on Monday. What day is today? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So she got back on Sunday night and there was a queue at the door.
I was going to say.
Everyone, 1 minute past 9, everyone was there. Hi.
Here, take this. You do develop a very different relationship with your children when there's no childcare available.
Oh,
it
yes.
becomes, you see them in a whole different light, really, don't you? No more than sending her to school. It's like, my God, this is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but at this time of the year, just as you were saying, it's busy for us. It's busy for me. Everybody else can kind of take the foot off the gas around Christmas, but it just sort of ramps up for us. But it was it's great. So we've been kind of in pre-production since October, and then right after Christmas we were in filming in studio on New Year's Eve.
Oh wow. Yes, there's no let up.
Yeah, yeah. And the first show went out on Wednesday, second one goes out tonight.
Right.
So it's
go. I want to talk about Operation Transformation in a minute, actually. Stick around. I want to talk about the elephant in the room, actually, Catherine Thomas.
Yeah.
I want to confront her next. Stick around. Such a big star. Take that and shine. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley in and on. And Catherine Thomas is in the studio. Now come here. This business. I want to confront you on this.
Oh, God.
This, and you know, there's this massive controversy. Twitter is ablaze. My thumbs are worn down tweeting about this. I'm furious at this Operation Transformation. Yet another scandal beset by OT.
Oh, go on.
There's only one man in your. I'm. This is
controversial.
This is abs. I'm disgusted. Yeah. This is a new one. So you've got Stephanie.
Yes.
You've got Mary or Marie. Lorraine and Andrea.
Yes.
And only one poor buck.
Yeah.
At the end of the line.
Blessed amongst women is Thomas.
Thomas.
He is blessed amongst women.
He is outnumbered and outclassed and outgunned. The poor boy.
He's loving it. And yeah, I think a couple of years we had two men. And this year we have one. It depends on the finalists that we get that come into the assessment day. And I mean, Thomas just, he's such a character and he is enjoying
being... JP was crying last night watching it.
No, I made the mistake of watching the episode today in the office on the RT player. So I had all my colleagues around me and Thomas' story came on and there's a point at which he tells a story about the heart episode he suffered. And you start crying, crying, and because the two of you are crying, I'm watching this, looking away from my laptop, trying not to focus on it because I'm welling up and I don't want to be crying in front of everyone around me. It's very emotional.
It is. Well, try doing a week of those interviews, like one day after the next. It was
draining.
It's a big week because we would film those for about an hour and a half. And what did you see? Like five 3 minutes that went out overall. But yeah, I mean, they're literally bearing their soul, and each of them have a story to tell. They've come to the show for various reasons. And yeah, Thomas had suffered a heart attack and was very lucky to survive. So he was just going into that detail for me and for the audience. And you can't help but be moved by it. And I think for so many men around the country, particularly watching it, whether you were 50 or not, certainly for my husband watching it, he just went, it was kind of a kick in the ass that he needed, as I said, I was saying it to you.
Yeah, so many of a certain age. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, he got up and went out for a run the following morning at 6:30, you know, and he's only been once. But he has to get going again this week. But I think that's what it takes. That's what the show is about. It's about five people being honest, putting it out there, saying that they need help in terms of getting their health and wellness back on track.
Aside from being massively sexist. You're fattest as well.
Oh, the
fattest. Body positive. That was a thing. I remember, I thought it was a couple of years ago on Twitter that it was like, oh, this is... Catherine Thomas looking fabulous, and you've got these fat fatties in their knickers standing next to her and on the weighing scales. But that's only any time I ever saw that, I thought, like, well, this is all part of the process. This isn't a shaming. It wasn't like you were pointing and laughing or making a fool out of these people.
Pointing and laughing. You can't call people fatties, right?
Well, as a fatty myself, as a member of the fatty club, I kind of feel I can.
But you see, what happens with the show as well is, like, the leaders that come to us, they come to us because they know what the show is about. They know what they're getting into. They know they have a multidisciplinary panel of experts. They come on, and every year it is so... Like, at the end of the 8 weeks, it's incredible, because primarily people are coming on for weight loss because they want to avoid cardiovascular disease, stroke, different cancers if it's in their family, which can be, which can help be prevented by lifestyle choices and lifestyle changes. But actually what happens at the end of the 8 weeks is you have five people whose confidence has gone from minus 10 to 100.
Yeah.
And with that comes a complete change of self-worth, self-acceptance. And actually, it's less about the weight loss and more about a kind of an inner peace, more about kind of finding who they are again after being lost for X amount of time. Do you know what I mean?
So my thing about the whole body positivity thing is... Like, I go up and down, and I'm generally, when I go up, I'm not particularly happy about it. It's not society telling me I need to be skinny. It's just me, myself, going, I could do it losing a few pounds. Mm-hmm. And certainly with your leaders on Operation Transformation, they're signing up on that basis as well. That, like, I want to be healthier. I want to, in Thomas's case, we're talking about him.
Yep.
He wants to spend more time with his kid. He wants to be able to spend time with his kid. I certainly feel the same way as well. But equally, if there's a fella my size out there, or a woman of a size out there that feels, do you know what? I don't feel I have to lose any weight.
Absolutely.
I don't want to. Then I'm totally down with that as well.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to create. I don't think any of us are creating a situation where you be your own weight if you want to be, or you change it if you want to.
If you want to change it, and that's what it's about. You know, it's everybody is individual. Everybody can speak for themselves. Everybody, and if you're healthy and you go to your GP and you're carrying a few extra pounds, but you're healthy. Fabulous.
Absolutely,
do you know what I mean?
And that's the important part.
And I suppose for you, when we were chatting there, like you said, you feel better when you're a few pounds lighter.
Yeah.
And that, again, is individual. You know, it all comes down to the individual.
Well, I'm not out of breath when I go up the stairs as well. Which helps as well. You've got a new dietitian. What's she like? Is she cracking the whip?
She is brilliant. Sophie Pratt is her name. She's come out of the traps. She's great. She's young, she's positive, she's outgoing, and she's very friendly as well. You know, she's kind of, I wouldn't say she's cracking the whip. She's very much taking each individual leader and looking at the reasons why they're there and looking at their different meal plans and working with them on an individual basis, you know. So, like, for example, we've got Marie, who has achondroplasia. So, again, that's kind of a whole new area for us. She's a little person.
Right.
So we've never worked with a little person before. So, again, her dietary requirements, her fitness requirements are going to be very different to everybody else.
Absolutely,
so Sophie is working working with her. Again, for Thomas, it's creating a meal plan that's going to work with him, which would be different to Lorraine's. So she's great. She's really good. And she's, yeah, she's come out and she's...
Like a duck to water.
Absolutely. She's got it. Amazing.
Who's your favourite of them all so far?
I can't say that.
You have to say Thomas. He's the only man.
I can't. Well, Thomas, yes, of course.
Otherwise, I'm going to be on Twitter slagging you off, saying you're being sexist again. She's anti-man. The whole show is anti-man. It's ridiculous. It's gone beyond it. You can't
say
it.
They're all great. We have to mention Stephanie. We have to mention Lorraine as well. They are, yeah, look, they're all great. And I think the fact that people are can follow them, whatever age you are, whatever gender, whatever
yeah,
race,
absolutely, whatever identification.
Exactly.
Absolutely, 100%.
We're in for it all.
OT, Operation Transformation, Episode 2. JP's going to be crying again tonight.
Yeah.
It's on RTE1 at 9:30 p.m. Catherine Thomas, yeah. Everybody. What a beauty. Lovely to see you again.
You too.
Let's not leave it 12 years the next time.
No,
okay,
let's not.
Right.
Let's
see you soon.
Please.
Right, stick around. I'm going to play some Lacto Mariah Carey for you next, right here.
Here on Dermot and Dave, we've teamed up.
What's that?
New watch.
Right.
This the remix.
Lato and your boy DJ Khaled. Right, carry on there as well. Today FM playing music you love. Ray Foley on and Operation Transformation on the telly tonight. The lovely Catherine Thomas was in with us a few minutes ago. It was Akila that texted, you want to be looking pretty hard to find offence in what the OT team does. It's warm and cuddly TV, perfect for January, from Akila. And yeah, as Catherine was saying, it's all about positivity and encouraging people, and about being more healthy rather than being about a fat shaming exercise. Think about the fat shaming discussion. I was just saying this to JP, that like, if you're the weight you want to be, then you're not fat in your own head. You're the weight you want to be, and that's fine. But in my head, I am fat. Me, because I'm like 3 stone heavier than the weight I would like to be. So I'm going to lose that fat, and then I'll be the weight I want to be. So whatever your weight is you want to be, then be comfortable in that.
The show's not about, quote, fat or slim anyway. Carl Henry last night on the other episode was saying...
It's about sexism. That's what it is. We've covered that.
Yeah, you're right.
And love having OT back on. I give the hubby daggers on the other end of the couch anytime the coaches give advice. Yeah, a lot of husbands around the country not entirely loving Catherine Thomas, that's what he says. Okay, I'll start the diet on Monday. He should be taking notes from Shauna. All right, stick around. Making the cash machine call in a few minutes. Shut the lines down.
Clear Mobile has 99% 4G.
I'm doing that thing with my hand. Beyonce, Single Ladies, put a ring on it. Today FM playing the music you love.
You've got that nailed, yeah.
Well, and this thing here as well.
Oh, look at that. Wow. All right. This one.
Yeah.
Looks like you're trying to start a lawnmower.
That's the move, though.
Yeah.
You do the kind of. Hoo-ha.
That's very much the move, yeah.
And then over the other side, over there as well.
I tell you, Catherine Thomas comes into the studio once, and now you're moving and jigging and being all active.
The Apple Watch is telling me I'm having a heart attack. Please present to your nearest A&E. Oh, my heart rate's gone through the 178 is that now, BPMs. Wow. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Talk about UL earlier on. I'm a UL alumnus. I know. Here's the thing, I didn't do Latin. I did a bit of law.
Did you?
Yeah, law is part of the journalism degree in my master's.
Right.
Do you know, I couldn't tell you that else. A bit of radio and journalism and it was great. UL's lovely, actually. Sorry, I'm so out of breath now after the dancing.
Do you want to take an ad break? Can you smell toast?
I'll tell you what. We'll be right back after these. Stay with us. This is Today FM. A very good afternoon.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
On The Last Word, Dr. Chris Luke.
Only joking. Imagine if I had to take...
Concern raised as Ray Foley takes emergency ad break.
Imagine if I had to take an ad break after doing 12 seconds of Beyonce Single Ladies dancing in the studio. That'd be a sad state of affairs. Latin texts. Hi, graduate in Latin here from Trinity in 1985. Yeah, I was wondering where teaches Latin, because it is one of those languages. Like, what use would Latin be to you? Unless you're going to be a priest, because then they bring back a bit of the Latin mass. I did Trinity in 1985. We did Latin when we were declared bachelore in scientis computatoris.
Priests around the country rolling their eyes.
Shuddering like Sideshow Bob. Bachelore in Scientis Computatoris. My mate read it and said, I always wondered what the Romans called their computers. From Andrew. Andrew Doyless in Corcus. Andrew, good to have you, Cyrus. And thanks to the correspondence. We've been through the UL website and I'm not on it as former alumni ninuses. But there are a number of famous former participants in the UL educational experience.
Notable alumni from that esteemed establishment. Ray, can you guess who these people are?
Okay.
Paul O'Connell. Have you heard of Paul O'Connell, Ray?
He's the big bald fella.
Correct.
I've met him.
Very nice lad.
A nice man. He's a rugby player.
Conor Murray.
Not a clue.
Rugby player.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Sinead Diver.
Sinead Diver.
Correct.
Sinead Diver.
What would a diver do?
What would a diver do? Text us now, 0874-100.
It's spelled D-I-V-E-R. No, she's not a diver.
From a family of world-famous divers. She's a deep-sea diver.
She's an elite runner, Ray.
A runner?
Owen Redden.
It seems like I'm the odd one out here among all of these wildly... Like, I did 12 seconds of dancing to All the Single Ladies. I nearly had a heart attack. And I've got all of these elite athletes. Sorry, going to the next one?
Owen Redden.
He's a racehorse driver.
He's a rugby player. Rachel Blackmore, though, you're very close.
Is a deep sea diver.
No, she is a racehorse driver. She's a jockey, Ray, yeah. Thomas Barr.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Lovely boy.
He's a
former Olympian, or maybe he's still Olympiing. I don't know. And he's a runner.
We're going to move away from sport now, Ray. Moira Bradnock.
Oh. Is she Clannad?
She's a famous fiddler.
Oh, was she involved with Clannad? Wasn't there a Moira?
Moira Brennan, I think.
Oh, right.
Jean Butler.
Irish dancer.
River dance. And Mary Lou McDonald.
What? Mary Lou went to UL.
1995, she got a master's from there. Studying what?
Latin? Deep sea diving? Horse race driving.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, Flo Rida. Actually, I'm gonna make some phone calls for congratulations after this. It's an AFM. You know Flo Rida, Club Can't Handle Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Hello! Welcome to Tuesday. Happy New Year, by the way. At what point do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Probably a couple of days ago.
I think we're still... Yeah. No, we're all still good, no.
Do you reckon?
We're past.
Nearly the middle of the month.
Someone texted in. They were laughing about the idea of Mary Lou doing deep sea diving. Why wouldn't Mary Lou deep sea dive? I imagine putting on the scuba gear in UL. out in the rib. In the Shannon Estuary. What's that? The old footbridge they've got there at UL. Jumping off. Or putting one of those belt, you know, the really heavy suits. You know, the big... I don't know why it's funny.
Come here.
What? Speaking of funny.
Yeah?
Comedy. See, here's the thing about the Banshees of Inisherin. There are funny bits in it, but is it actually a comedy?
It's a black comedy, they say.
Yeah, it's kind of a dark comedy. Banshees of Inisherin, incredible result at the Golden Globes last night. Best picture, musical, or comedy. Best actor for Colin Farrell. Best screenplay for writer, director Martin McDonagh. Did I tell you my Martin McDonagh story?
You've got a story?
I was looking at Twitter this morning, and there's all these photographs of Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson and the whole gang, right? At the Golden Globes, and obviously basking in their win and the fantastic, doing amazing, you know, winning awards, representing Ireland on the international stage. There's all these photographs, and in every single bloody photograph, there's Sting is there, right?
Is he on the soundtrack?
Sting, like from The Police.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, what's.
Is there a likeness, right?
What's Sting doing there? I wouldn't mind, but Sting has managed to get himself into every goddamn photograph with the lads from the Banshees of Inisherin. Like, what's he doing, Sting? What's he doing? He's like your man, Shane Ross. Do you remember the time that the Olympia, was the Olympians, the rugby team, or whoever came back into the airport claiming all the glory? I was like, is Sting trying to hog a bit of the limelight. What's going on here?
I'm looking at pictures of Martin McDonagh now, and now that you've said that, you can't, I can't unsee
like,
it, Ray.
Yeah. I just like it's...
Yeah.
Eventually, someone had a picture caption which is like, Martin McDonagh, brackets not Sting. Anyway, fantastic result last night. This is Colin Farrell when he won the award and paying tribute to Brendan Gladwell. They seem to have such a lovely relationship. It's gorgeous to watch. And you can see in Brendan Gleeson, who's sitting in the audience as Colin Farrell is saying this, you can see that Brendan Gleeson is so proud of his boy. Have a listen.
Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also. Barry.
Isn't that lovely?
I aspire to be your equal every day. Right? I'm not saying I'm getting there, but I aspire.
You cohabitate this creative space with me every day as well.
Yeah.
And you always aspire. Let me cut. Because, of course, it was filmed in Ackle, wasn't
it? Yeah.
This is a great result for Ackle. Because much like... what happened with Kerry and the Blaskets with the old Star Wars? This is a fantastic opportunity. Let me call Ackle and say congratulations
to Ackle. We're dialing Ackle. We're calling the island.
I'm going to call Ackle Island because they filmed so much of Banshees of Inisherin there. Let me call Chris. He's my Ackle guy.
Chris. Okay. Yep.
One second. Put him on two there.
It's ringing.
Good afternoon, lads.
A very good afternoon, Chris. Is that Ackle?
That's Ackle loud and clear. How are
Ackle
you keeping?
Loud and clear. It's Ackle, everybody. This is Chris McCarthy. He works with Ackle Tourism. How are you, sir? Congratulations.
Thanks very much. No, you swear it was us that done it, but we are taking credit for it. But this has to go to the people of Ackle who worked and brought all the stars into the community and treated them as their own. And, I mean, Colin Farrell alluded to it there this morning that he gave a big shout-out to Ackle Island and we were delighted.
Yeah, of course. Well, they say, like, that location is everything, particularly with these big productions. And Ackle was as much a feature and a character as much as the donkey or Colin Farrell or Brendan Gleeson, because it looks absolutely fantastic in this picture.
It's been amazing for the place. Jenny the donkey, like everybody who didn't love Jenny, she was absolutely fabulous. She's moved on, but luckily enough for Ackle, the scenery has stayed, Ray, and, you know, we're delighted with that. The Wild Atlantic Way and where the pub, where JJ Devine's pub was, I mean, that was just purely constructed on the site, on the side of the road, on the Wild Atlantic Way. But the house in Purchin, in Kem is there. Purchin Harbour was converted as well. It's just, when Hollywood comes to town, we had no idea. We were blown away with the way they operate. And, you know, the stars are the stars at the end of the day, but they work hard. And you're right about Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell. They have a great bond. And sure, look at Kerry Condon and Barry Keoghan. You couldn't fault any of them, you know.
It was brilliant. Do you have any plans now? Well, it's only January now, but I suppose as tourist season picks up again towards the summer, are you going to have Banshees of Inisherin trails or tours, or is there any plans in that regard?
Well, I couldn't think of a better pick-me-up than three Golden Globes in the middle of January, lads. You know, I mean,
Well, there's Mayo for Sam as well, do you know?
Stop that nonsense. That has to stop. We're all for Mayo, and God bless them, but we're not starting that nonsense. They'll do what they have to do, but yeah. I'm a proud Mayo man as well, but look, it'd be great to see Sam. Yeah, we're working with Mayo County Council and Fáilte Ireland in putting up trailhead, you know, and storyboards of where the exact scene took place and the likes of where Brendan and Colin, where he told him, don't sit beside me, you know, that table will be there, be replicated, and you'll be able to get a pint of Guinness in any of the other 13 pubs on the island. Unfortunately, JJ Devine's will be gone, but we're proud of our chowder down here, boys, and, you know, there's chowder and Guinness. I think I've been told it's the best in the country, but, I mean, I might be whipped with that, but for now it is. For today it is.
So 13 pints, a pint in each pub, and a bowl of chowder. Chowder between the 13
Well,
of them.
Forget the 12 pubs of Christmas, you know. We'll do an extra one,
of course. Listen, congratulations. Fair play, Chris. And the website, ackletourism.com, you can find out more there. And I suppose as plans come into place, you can find out more. Oh, actually, you've got the Ackle Half Marathon and 10K run on the 1st of July. So you'll be planning around that as well.
talking to Pádraig and Noel this morning, the organising committee, and the places are going already, because luckily enough the half marathon trail goes around by where the church scenes took place. So we'll have to get extra security on the church that day to make sure the runners keep going, that they don't get starstruck.
An amazing place to do it, an incredible experience, except of course for the running. So to the pubs
not at all.
Acletourism.com. Chris McCarthy, thanks very much, sir.
Hey Ray.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Much love. Congrats. 3 Golden Globes for Acle. That's unbelievable. Mayo for Sam now this year. We get it all sorted. Let's get a 4th trophy if we can. Stick around. Making that cash machine call in a couple of minutes. And Ed Sheeran next.
The last word.
Arctic Monkeys, and I bet you look good on the dance floor. Today, FM, 3 wins in the Golden Globes last night for Achill Island. Or that film that was...
Banshees of Inisherin,
whatever the
right,
film,
yeah.
Whatever the film is with the two boys in it. Whatever about that. But mostly, and the big winners here, is mostly in recognition of the greatness of the County of Mayo. And the people of Mayo, and their talent, and their warmth, and their general good looks, it has to be said.
Mayo, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Those of us from Mayo know exactly what I'm talking about, and indeed recognition of the beauty and wonder of Achill Island. I was talking to Chris earlier on about Achill. BBC Breakfast, this is a Carmel text, BBC Breakfast had a reporter on this morning saying how wonderful it was for the British film industry.
No!
The Brits are at it again. The British film industry to have won the awards for Banshees of Inisherin from Carmel. Was it a co-production, or was there... I'm sure there must have been an involvement on some level from some British people.
Well, Martin McDonagh describes himself as London Irish.
Stop it. We'll just chop the London bit off.
He says.
Not having it. And with all this talk of Achill Island and Mary Lou scuba diving and in the ribs, etc., I just want to say that Achill Island is great for scuba diving, from Eugene. I've never done it. That's the falling into the boat backwards job.
Ray Foley.
All right, stay here. We've got Room 5. Christina Aguilera on the way. And your chance to win a €1,000 holiday voucher coming up as well.
The Today FM School.
Joe Carey and Tom Grennan and Lionheart. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Congratulations once again. I'm accepting these 3 Golden Globes on behalf of the people of Mayo. And indeed, Achill Island, looking beautiful in the Banshees of Inisherin. The big winners were the picture itself for musical or comedy, best actor for Colin Farrell, and best screenplay for writer-director Martin McDonagh. Everyone jumping on here now. Ray, any chance we could trade the 3 Golden Globe Awards for the Sam Maguire from Cian in Mayo? Yeah, we did mention that with Chris earlier on. Ray, okay, so Mayo won 3 Golden Globes, but it'll be another 70 years before you win the Sam Maguire from Dan in Dublin. Cheers, Dan. To your correspondence. Hey, all, can I give a shout out to one of my closest friends, Michael Byrne, who was a key person on the Banshees of Inisherin. He was looking after all the locations, but I think he deserves all 3 Golden Globes and the upcoming raft of Oscars that'll obviously be inbound from DA, of course.
Oh, well done.
And fair play to Michael Byrne for his work on that. And Johnny texted, he said, congrats, Achill. Ray, aren't the Golden Globes just a cheap Oscars, though, from Johnny? Jealous Johnny, it has to be said. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? That's that kind of green-eyed envy. It's unbecoming of you. You're just jealous that your county, Johnny, I don't know what county you're from, you're just jealous that your county wasn't chosen. In fairness, the Golden Globes are kind of a cheap Oscars, aren't they? They're a second rate.
I think they're like the clever Oscars, actually.
They're
less obvious.
Well, the Golden Globes have been embroiled in controversy about representation and racism. And wasn't there an issue with your man, the whale?
Brendan whatever.
Yeah.
Brendan, your man Brendan.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't do it because the guy organising it had inappropriately touched him. Do you know what? There's a lot of controversy surrounding the Golden Globes. It's just, and you know, it's kind of like they say it's a cheap Oscars, isn't it? Like the Gossies.
You are really taking all of the shine off this. Wait, maybe it was Brendan Fraser, by the way. Yeah,
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, thanks for the text. Like the Gossies or the VIP style awards. Mm. Like you nearly expect to see Lucy Kennedy in the background, don't they? Taking a selfie. Hawk and Eddie Rockets. It's manga.
Usual suspects.
Lucy Kennedy getting a selfie with James Cameron in the background. Yeah, doing a plug for Bargain Town Carpets. joking.
Love Lucy.
Big fan. Come here. Do you want to do the €1,000 holiday voucher?
Yes, please.
This is all thanks to FBD Insurance. Over 500,000 customers and 34 branches across the country. FBD Insurance are the largest homegrown insurer offering farm, home, car and business insurance. If you want to get in to win a €1,000 holiday voucher, send us in your FBDs. FBD, your words, starting with the letters F, B and D. What does FBD, what should FBD mean to you? What is your funny FBDs? This is, for our first competition of the year, we've kept it very easy. Just F, the letters, words and letters game. 0874-100-102. We've kept it very easy.
Low-hanging fruit, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Ray Foley.
You need the holiday, though. Well, you're wrecked after the Christmas, starting the new year. 0874-100-102. It's your name and where you're from. We'll have a winner in a few minutes. And Justin Timberlake next.
Kill us.
Must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
It's Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, it's Ray here. JP's there.
Hiya.
Ooh, yeah, on the Golden Globes, being like the Gossies. It's like a cheap Oscars. Like the VIP awards. You know, it's kind of like, I suppose that person is famous. Oh yeah, she's like an influencer. She's squat with a rugby player. Like the Gossies.
Yeah
kind of. Who's that? Who's she? Oh, that's Mairean O'Connell off Ireland AM.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is she famous? Yeah. She knows Tommy Bow.
She's an ambassador for Jacob's Creek.
Yeah.
Blossom Hill.
And the next award tonight is sponsored by Schlur. Tonight's next award is sponsored by Cadbury's Purple Snacks. The Golden Globes are like that, though, do you know? Sitting between Lucy Kennedy and... I think of someone else. Give me someone else.
I like Simon Delaney too much.
One of the weather people.
Okay.
Guys, actually, do you know what? The Brendan Fraser story. I was reading that on the train last night. It's upsetting and amazing because he was at the peak of his career, and apparently he was groped. Or the story was that he was groped by like the head of the Foreign Press Association, who are involved with the Golden Globes. This was years ago, but then he was blacklisted by Hollywood. He couldn't get work, and it's only now that, in the midst of all the change, both in the Foreign Press Association, because the guy that he made these allegations against was sacked. He's in The Whale now. Apparently he's incredible in it. But that whole blacklisting of Hollywood and his story. But then, The Whale, the film that he's in now, was nominated in the Golden Globes. And he said he wasn't going to go. He was making a protest and making a stand. And he said, "My mama never raised no hypocrite," or something along those lines. A very principled stand. Right, let's have a look. We've got €1,000 holiday voucher for you. You know, look at the cut of you. You need a holiday. You look absolutely disgraceful. You ruined yourself over the Christmas. €1,000 holiday voucher with thanks to our friends at FBD Insurance. FBD supporting customers across Ireland for over 50 years. Some of those relationships spanning generations. FBD, what is FBD standing for you this afternoon? We've got Peter who texted from Carlo. He says, funky banana drink.
All right.
I never liked those banana drinks in school. Warm banana flavoured milk.
Very artificial tasting as well. Not nice.
Funky banana drink. Gina in Dublin 14 says, Foley brings drama.
Do I?
True.
Am I dramatic?
Sometimes, yeah. Carol says, fuzzy beer days. I'm more of a wine guy, Carol, though. But there's no W in FBD. Andy in Mead says, flaming bum dance. I would be inclined to keep the naked flames away from that area of the anatomy, but to each his own. There's no judgment here, Andy and Meath. Free Barry Dunn, FBD, someone says. Free Barry Dunn. I.e. from Today FM's cash machine call centre /dungeon from Alan Kenny in Tipperary. I'll have you know, Barry isn't, he's not kept in a dungeon. He's in the hot press.
Okay.
He's next to the immersion tank. And flatulence brings delight, according to Philip O'Reilly and Co. Thank you all for your suggestions.
Who have we got? Let me get you. Should be Paul, Ray.
Don't say who it is.
Oh, right.
Where is Paul?
I think he's Meath.
Meath.
It's ringing. That sounds like me. I'm not sure. That might be a bit further north, actually.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Paulie.
How are you?
I'm good, my love. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Janita, you sound...
I'm glad, darling.
Sorry, go on. Go on, sorry.
I'm glad I was able to pick up this call because I'm driving through Northern Ireland and they don't have great phone signal coverage.
Oh,
here.
Right. What's the story, actually, with the whole... Do you remember the roaming crack that they said between, you know, UK and then Brexit? And did that apply with Northern Ireland as well, do you know?
I wouldn't imagine so. Well, I tell you, I haven't really looked into it. The phone works and that's all I need.
Is it a work phone?
This is my personal phone.
Right, okay. So you can make a great phone call if you like, your grant.
I can indeed.
You sound awful. Jeez.
Thank you very much.
No, I don't mean the signal. I don't mean the signal. I mean you. You sound absolutely
much better. Yeah.
You sound like you need a break. You need a holiday, do you?
Oh, I definitely need a holiday, right?
I've got €1,000 holiday voucher for you here, Paulie, if you can tell me a good FBD. What's your FBD for us?
My FBD is Famous Banshee Donkey. Oh,
Famous good. Banshee Donkey!
Good old Jenny. Yeah.
The good old Jeff, of course, from the Banshees of Inisherin. Well, you've got it. €1,000 voucher, holiday voucher.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you know where you want to go? Do you want to
go
anywhere
else? Thank you very much. I haven't even thought about it, no. But okay. I'm sure I'll find somewhere to go, definitely.
Have you got somebody to take with you?
I have a queue of people to take with me, looking at this weather.
All right, throw me in the queue as well, then, in that case, all right?
I will indeed. Listen, Ray, love the show. Hey, thank you very, very much.
Much obliged. All the best. Drive safe.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Paulie winning himself €1,000 holiday voucher with thanks to our friends at FBD Insurance. And another chance to win tomorrow afternoon on the broadcast. Milo in my... Oh, my God. This is quite a new. Milo, this is In My Arms on Today FM. Oh, stop. Milo, In My Arms, you're on Today FM where we play the music you love. Good afternoon. What a tune. Back in the day, Dave, when we were on nights, we used to sing in my arse, baby, instead of my arms, baby.
Yeah.
We never claimed it was big or clever or groundbreaking radio anything. My arse, baby, my arse, baby, my arse. Why is Milo singing about his bum? I don't know. My arse, baby, I am.
Highbrow, it wasn't.
No, we never won any awards for
anything.
for driving the conversation forward or adding to the discourse. Can you name the other big Milo song, though?
No. Oh,
you got
yes,
your
I can.
You got your Milo, you got your In My Arms over there.
Uh-huh.
Your other big Milo song, round about mid-noughties.
I'm working my way through what I'm thinking to get to the song title. It was him... And it was something to do with like a remake of a Gloria Estefan song from way back in the day.
What was her group?
Something Underground?
No.
Love Machine.
Miami.
Sound Machine.
The Miami Sound Machine, you're right. And I've just started playing it, and it's occurred to me, I hope this is the clean version. Oh, there it is, okay. Trucker's going to drop the pressure, I think. Ah, there he is. I might know a couple of other songs as well. But none of them is big. Destroy Rock and Roll, do you remember that? Destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy. Oh, this is noisy.
All perversions of the third eye to be distorted and exact.
I'll skim on there a bit.
We're portrayed.
All right, skim again.
Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work.
I've got this from Now That's What I Call Music 63.
Courtney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd.
I'll skim on again.
Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton.
And Milo did a remix of The Killers, somebody told me.
All right.
This is going in the mix on Friday. Oh, lads. Honestly, take any song, put a dance beat on it, and I'm sold. I'll just skim on a bit for you, sorry. Oh, so good. I'm definitely going to put it on Friday, okay? It's taken an hour and a half to get into the vocals.
Breaking my back just to know your name.
Unbelievable. unbelievable. Yeah, I'll stick it in. So for Mix It Friday after 4 o'clock on Friday, remind me, put in The Killers, Somebody Told Me, the Milo remix. Between now and then, though, Sam Ryder, all the way over at Today FM.
Still got your number, but I don't call it.
Over you, yeah.
Sam Ryder on Today FM, playing the music you love. That's our broadcast done and dusted. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today as well. Didn't get to the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
Where we revealed that the Banshees of Inisherin was nearly about novelist Maeve Binchy's family roots on the island of Inisherin. Who knew? I'd no idea. Guys, I've got some great news.
What?
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Great.
Have a lovely evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Greener choices are the key to a sustainable...